All right, Ruby, what do you think? Should we kick this some music into some high gear here?
Yeah, those were so special and sweet.
They were. You're right.
What a day! Congratulations, class of 2020.
Yeah.
And let's hear some music.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight. every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is gonna mean if it's gone. The cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers and waving goodbye. Can you tell me what was ever really special about me all this time? But I
That was Let's See How Far We've Come from Matchbox 20 from 2007. And before that, it was a special request from Principal Aaron Hart from Port Townsend High School. It was I Got a Feeling from the Black Eyed Peas. And this is the graduation special on 91.9 FM KPTZ in Port Townsend. This is David Bonobo. I'm here with Ruby Fitch.
Hi, I'm Ruby Fitch, and I'm here with David Bonobo. So there you go.
And we are
circle.
And we are also here with Jan Boudelier, the I can't call her
master of ceremonies.
She is the master of ceremonies for the whole school all the time. Absolutely.
She's
are you still
there
with us, Jan?
The pulse, hopefully, yeah.
Can you hear us?
Hey, I'm still here.
Yay.
Where are you guys right now?
We are on the corner of Lawrence and Benton.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, you're up there in Uptown.
People.
Okay.
Amelia.
Excellent. So people are out on the street all over the place.
People are out. Merry Crozier. President of the Alumni Association Class of 70 was on one of the corners. Buddy O'Meara Class of 66 was on F Street.
Only Jan would be able to pick out everybody and say what class they are in this town.
Scott Lundgren was another. Patsy Caldwell. Everybody is so excited. We're going up by the fire station right now.
Okay.
A little sparse crowd here, but there were plenty back on the corner of Lawrence and Benton. We're heading uptown.
Okay.
People are blowing bubbles, and everybody is happy. Hello! Thank you so much!
As they should be. It's a graduation day is a special day, and one that you only get to have one time. I remember mine was really, I felt a particular way that I don't think I've felt before since.
Yeah, I know. It's so much emotion mixed into it. It's like the unexpected, and there's the relief of like, oh, I've done all of this, all mixed up into one.
Yeah. I hope you all are having a wonderful ride up there, up through PT, and I'm glad the rain let up for you today, too.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's perfect weather. Everybody's happy. Everybody's cheering, and we're just loving it.
That's great. I'm so happy. I didn't know that it stopped raining because I came in here when it was still raining. So that's good news to hear. Now, I've got a special dedication here for not just the students, but for Mr. Gamble, our English teacher. Anybody who's listening, if it's a song for Mr. Gamble, you're going to know which group it is, right? Here we go. It's you two with Beautiful Day.
A blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away, you're on the road, but you got you don't have you.
a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Class of 2020, you guys got through it all with the COVID-19. I gotta say, man, of all the classes from Port Townsend High School, more than anybody else, you guys are the champions. Yeah, I mean, I got to say it again. I mean, some of our students, Ruby, they had to get through their AP exams, all kinds of craziness that they had to get through just doing it with us teachers on Zoom.
Yeah.
Out of the 130 years that we've been graduating students from Port Townsend High School.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, if you're tuning in now, this is the 2020 graduation shout-out route special, and I'm Ruby Fitch. I'm a DJ here at the station, and the other voice you're hearing is David Egler, David Bonobo, And he's actually a high school teacher. I don't know if maybe people don't know that about you, but he is a he has a dual life. He's a DJ. He's a club DJ. Actually, has a lot of lives. He's a club DJ. He's a radio DJ, and he's a educator.
I'm a very busy man.
He's a busy man.
Yeah.
But nothing could keep us from celebrating the class of 2020 today, and it really is an honor to celebrate and to salute you in your efforts, like David said, to live through this year and to be looking ahead at a very big question mark of a future. I mean, I think we all feel that way when we leave high school. It's the great unknown, but I think that this is a pretty special time, and it's an exciting time, actually. It feels like there's a lot of good going to come from all this upheaval. So
I hope so.
Wishing you the best. I was thinking while we were listening to the music that, just so you know, PT is always here from you. Of course, it's wonderful to leave and to explore, but this community will always be here for you.
Yeah, go out, explore the world, and then when you got all your good positivity built up and all your learning, come back and share it again.
Yeah, share it with us. We'll still be here.
Let's try going to Jan again on the street. Jan, are you with us?
Oh, yeah. We are downtown now, but I want to do a shout-out to some of the people we saw. Mark
shout it
Lowe,
out.
Class of 67. Chris Lowe, class of 73. And Howard Scott, class of 55.
Wow.
Dang, Jan. You've got the stats.
Yeah, we're down now by the Old Town Tavern, heading through town.
Cool. And there's something unexpected headed your way, or you're headed towards it, I suppose. There's something to meet you down near the end of Water Street there, just past the Penny Saver, I hear.
Oh, wow.
Something unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, we love the unexpected around here. Lots of excitement downtown, folks.
I'm imagining you hanging out, like halfway hanging out the side of the car almost. Just...
See, I'm worried that people are going to think I'm rude for being on my cell phone while a celebration is going on. That's really on my mind. So.
Oh, dear. Well, we don't have to keep you long. We just like to get your reports, and then we'll let you get back into...
Hello?
Show them your press pass. Show them your press pass.
Coach Webb.
All right. Let's get back to some music. Here's some Wiz Khalifa with See You Again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
See you again.
First, you both go out your way, and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How
can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. When I see you
again. Ladies and gentlemen of the Class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bring. bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. But you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, on the sunscreen.
That was Quindin Tarver with Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen. Special dedication there to the class of 2020 from Port Townsend High School. I'm here at KPTZ in Port Townsend. We're doing our celebration special for the class of 2020. Ruby Fitch is here with me.
Shout out Route.
Shout out Route. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Jan and hear where they are right now. Jan, are you with us?
Way past the Penny Saver intersection, and it was totally amazing.
Ah.
Tell us what you saw and heard. Yeah. What did you see and hear?
Oh, my gosh. Crowds of people yelling and screaming, and the bands and the drums and all the excitement. It was amazing.
Wonderful.
We're now heading out almost in front of Safeway.
I'm almost feeling.
You can't hear me. Well,
I'm feeling jealous that I have to be here in the station because it sounds amazing out there.
I'm getting texts from people telling me they're out there watching too.
That's great. Yeah.
Wonderful. And so you're making your way out of town now. You're sort of.
Yeah. We're almost to Safeway and up the S curve. So.
Okay. And just so everybody knows who's listening, what's happening is that the PTHS grads, because of the current situation we're in with the pandemic still on the table, we're celebrating their graduation in a truly creative way. I think that is actually I don't know. I want to be part of this. It sounds so fun. They're driving through town on their way to the drive-in, the Wheel-In Theater, where they'll be having their commencement in their vehicles at the drive-in.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, and thank you to the Wheel-In Drive-In for giving us the space to be in there. And thank you for the Port Townsend Police Department as well for helping to put together the shout-out route. And it's because of them that I'm on air right now. It was Officer Virgin whose idea was to put this together this way.
Okay. And thanks to Jan Boudelier, our woman on the street.
Yes, thank you very much. And I have at this point, you graduated in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
We have our youngest teacher at the high school. He was born in the 90s, and he's our PE teacher, Mr. Stegner. He loves to play 80s music and keep the kids rocking on that. So we have a special dedication to him. This is from the Breakfast Club, My Generation, 1985. Simple Minds with Don't You Forget About Me.
Trouble. Family of Port Townsend High School senior Frances Berry want to congratulate her on brilliantly and successfully completing her high school education. We are so proud of you, Frances.
Hey, Keenan, it's your mom. I love you, and I'm oh so proud of you. I can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Way to go, young man. Be proud of yourself and all of your accomplishments. I know that we are. I love you.
Congratulations, Leslie Blue. Your family's very proud of you. All your achievements, especially this one. Though your nana's looking down from heaven and is very proud, as well as I am. Love you, your dad.
Those days are gone. Now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon that hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. A time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her out of sight. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the song.
That was the Swedish House Mafia with Don't You Worry, Child. You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and this is our graduation special. This is Dave Bonobo. I'm here with Ruby Fitch.
Hey, everybody. This is the shout-out route, and we're talking to you live from the KPTZ studio. We're here at 91.9. We're also streaming at kptz.org. And if you're tuning in late or if you want to listen to this again later, we'll be archiving this whole show, and you can stream it starting tonight. Go to kptz.org and click on the archive button, and you can get another chance to listen to these shout-outs and to the whole broadcast.
And that reminds me also, we have a special senior video that is going up onto Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, I do believe, from the high school. And that's supposed to be up and available after the graduation ceremony today. And, you know, really, this graduation ceremony, if people don't know, and they most people already know, it's happening at the Wheel and Drive-In, and it's pretty amazing that we're able to do this. We've even made the Seattle Times, and NPR came to talk to us. So this is a unique town.
Yeah, fabulous. I have a quick shout-out that just got emailed in from Carolyn Kruver. It's a shout-out to Donna, Joe, and Zach. Congrats from Mima at the Falgy compound.
At the Falgy. Oh, that's Lisa Falgy, who is our athletic director.
Okay.
Yeah. So. All right. Here's one more shout out that I'm going to play here right now, too.
Perfect.
This is a 2020 shout out to Annika Pearl. Way to go, girl. We are so proud of you.
It's been an honor to watch you grow. We hope to see you become the agent of change that you want to be.
We love you. Congrats.
Congratulations.
And our listeners should know that we got swamped with all those shout-outs, way more than what we could play on the show. So they've been playing at different times during today, and they'll continue into tomorrow. So different DJs here at the station are going to be playing shout-outs at different times, different hours. So stay tuned and listen for yours.
Right, and we sure do appreciate you calling in and recording those. It's a real pleasure to play those on the air and for it to be so...
Absolutely.
To be so personal and... special.
Yeah. We have one more request here that came from Principal Earhart. This is Celebration from Kool and the Gang.
Oh, a classic.
It's all right, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Celebration.
Hi, Keenan Chambers. This is your auntie, Alicia, and your cousins, Zephyr and Aaron. We are so, so proud of you and your accomplishments. You have changed for the greatest good, Keenan, with your cello playing and your traveling, just becoming the wonderful young man that you are. I am so, so proud of you and all of your classmates. Making it through this crazy time, through the pandemic, and making sure that all your work is complete. Good job, sweetie. We love you so much. Woohoo!
Hi, this is a message for the Roland Donnerberg class. This is Mom Sylvia. I love you. I'm so happy for who you are and where you're going and that you're graduating. Woohoo! Congratulations, congratulations everyone in the class of 2020, and what a strange, wonderful time this is in your lives. Bye.
This is Susan O'Brien from the School-Based Health Center. A huge congratulations to each and every one of you seniors for completing your high school requirements during the most difficult of circumstances. You are resilient. The world needs your perspective and your unique energy. Wishing you the best always.
This is Joan and Charles Platt calling from New York to congratulate our grandson, Roland Donnenberg. Hey, Roland, you did it. We are so proud. Lots of love from Granny and Papa.
This is Sandra Petronic. Congratulations, Miss Pilar.
Hi, David Smith. This is Mrs. Olson. Good luck in your future. It's been really great knowing you and watching you grow into the young graduate class of 2020. Good luck, David. I know you'll do great things. Follow your passion and always remember to use a planner. Bye.
This is for my nephew, Wesley Blue. We're so proud of you. We love you so much. Congratulations. From your cousins, Brandon, Brian, Jeremy, and Uncle Hercules. We love you. Congrats.
This is a big old shout out to the class of 2020. You did it, and now it's time to go on to the real world from Zoe.
My name is Kelly DeWeiss, and I'm calling for congratulations for both of my sons, twin sons, this year at Port Townsend High School 2020 for my son, Trillium. Trillium, you are an artist and activist, passionate about music and soccer and believing in the power of love and presence. You are a critical thinker, seeker of wonder and deeper meaning, a friend who trusts and can be trusted. You light up a room with your smile and draw people in. For this chapter, your hard work is over. The world is awaiting your next bold move. Congratulations, dear son.
Happy graduation, Aiden Petta!
Yay!
From the Harrisons!
Congratulations, class of 2020. This is Tasha Newcomb, the student assistance professional at Blue Heron Middle School. The word commencement means beginning, and while today feels like the end of a long journey, it's actually the beginning of a new one. Congratulations on everything you've achieved, and good luck in all of your tomorrow.
Congratulations to Riley Levine, my wonderful daughter. Love, keep shining that light everywhere you go. You brighten everything and everyone around you. Love.
This message is for Annika. This is Tyler Hart and Carly and Nellie in Montana. And we just want to say congratulations on everything. You are the coolest kid ever. Well, not a kid anymore, but congrats.
Congrats, Annika.
Hey, this is for Logan Donahue from your mom and dad. Congratulations. We're so proud of you.
Hi, Keenan Chambers. This is your auntie, Alicia, and your cousins, Zephyr and Aaron. We are so, so proud of you and your accomplishments. You have changed for the greatest good, Keenan, with your cello playing and your traveling, just becoming the wonderful young man that you are.
You're listening to the Shout Out Route Graduation Special here on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm here with Ruby Fitch. This is David Bonobo.
Hey there. Hey, everybody listening. Hey, grads. I wonder how it's going out there. They must be getting close.
They must be getting close. Let's check in with Jan. Let's see what she can tell us. Jan, can you hear us still? Jan?
They're to find a parking spot.
They're looking for parking now.
You're at the wheeling.
Already here. You betcha.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you arrived safely and so excited for the next stage here, the actual graduation. And
yeah, people are pulling in, and I'm boxed in here, so I'm going to have to find another parking spot. So I guess I'm driving now, so I better say goodbye. Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being a part of it with us as well.
All right. So, David, I have a camera for you.
I will collect that later. Yes, hopefully we got some good footage on there. We actually have a local videographer that is, Bloom is her last name. I forget her first name, but she's working on putting together footage for us, documenting all of this today. And, Jan's had a camera with her in her car. And we've been trying to get some footage on the street of things. And I handed out a couple other cameras as well to people in the district. So hopefully we have some interesting stuff coming back.
I'll put over here.
Okay.
Okay, Jan. Well, have a great night. And thank you so much. And
all right.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I think we can change up the music. They're there now, right? I think it might be the right moment.
What are we thinking?
It might be the Green Day moment.
Oh, it's the Green Day.
Do you know the Green Day moment, what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure. I'm sort of, maybe.
When you're having, okay, you graduated in 94, so I guess you were just ahead of this one, but when you're having the time of your life,
right?
I think you're supposed to play Green Day.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
The Green Day moment.
Yes, that was the Green Day moment. And let's lead into this next one. have been listening to the Shout Out Route graduation special here on KPTZ. My name is David Bonobo. I'm here with Ruby Fitch, and we're just about there at the end there now, Ruby.
Yeah. Happy graduation. Happy graduation day to the class of 2020 Port Townsend High School, and wishing you all the very best in your future. And I hope you just have a fun night tonight too. What a wonderful day it always is to graduate from high school.
Yeah.